Alaskans, we're still dealing with a pandemic. Longer nights and seasonal affective disorder don't make it any easier. We encourage you to take care of both your mental and physical health this winter. Get outside, enjoy traditional foods, connect with your community, and keep your body moving. Let's take care of ourselves and each other.
This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. A federal judge has rejected the state of Alaska's legal challenge to a tribe's out-of-season hunt last year over food security concerns during the pandemic. Jacob Resnick reports.
About a year and a half ago, fresh groceries in the community of Cake were in short supply. It was the early days of the COVID-19 pandemic, and meat, dairy, and other perishables weren't showing up on the barge, as nationwide hoarding caused shortages of basics like toilet paper, flour, and other staples. And also, workers key to the nation's food web were getting sick.
Our meat supply kind of got pretty low because of the virus hitting the meatpacking plants in the lower 48.
Joel Jackson is president of the organized village of Cake. The normal hunting season doesn't begin till the fall, and it was too early for the salmon run. But there were plenty of deer and moose in the dense forests, so Jackson went looking for permission to organize a community hunt.
I went to the Fish and Game, first of all, and they absolutely said, no, that's not going to happen.
In the end, the Federal Subsistence Board authorized a special hunt for the community of Cake in June. It went as planned.
We got the two bull moose and five male deer. You know, it was all distributed to our tribal members.
But then Republican Governor Mike Dunleavy's administration filed a lawsuit claiming there was no food security risk. There's long been tension between state and federal authorities over subsistence rights, and the state's position was that the special hunt was exclusionary and an example of federal overreach. The Native American Rights Fund, which offered legal aid to Cake's tribe, welcomed the ruling, and Tribal President Jackson says it was a victory for tribal sovereignty.
I hate the word subsistence because that's Western world, but, you know, we practice our way of life. If worse comes to worst, then somebody tries to limit us to one we're in dire need of something, I'm not going to sit back and wait for their decision. That's not going to happen. Things can go south in a hurry.
A spokesman for the Department of Law released a short statement. He said the state was considering an appeal. For National Native News, I'm Jacob Resnick in Juneau, Alaska.
The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has allocated more than $1.5 million to combat childhood lead exposure on tribal lands in the Southwest. Arizona Public Radio's Ryan Heinches has more.
The federal funds were awarded to the Intertribal Council of Arizona through a federal grant program. It's part of an action plan aimed at expanding testing to identify sources of lead in drinking water at childcare facilities and schools on the Navajo Nation and other tribal lands in Arizona, as well as California, Nevada, and New Mexico. It also includes detailed training for staff and methods to implement voluntary lead reduction programs along with public education. While the EPA is working with partners to test for lead in children, the agency doesn't maintain data for exposure. According to the Arizona Department of Health Services, however, several zip codes on the Navajo and Hopi Nations are considered high risk for childhood lead exposure, though no data was available for large sections of the tribe's lands in northern Arizona. A primary way that children are exposed is through drinking water. Even low levels of lead in children, infants, and fetuses can cause behavior and learning problems, lower IQ, stunted growth, and other negative health effects. In rare cases, higher amounts can cause seizures, coma, and even death. For National Native News, I'm Ryan Heinches in Flagstaff.
The All Pueblo Council of Governors, the Navajo Nation, and the Jicarilla Apache Nation announced Monday a consensus on New Mexico's state house map. The tribes have worked for 8 months to agree on House, Senate, and congressional maps. Tribal leaders say it's important for tribal involvement in redistricting and to protect Native voting rights. The coalition is ready to take the maps to the legislature. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the National Indian Child Welfare Association. You can stand with NICWA to protect Native children and keep them connected to their family, community, and culture. Information on NICWA and how you can help at NICWA.org.
Support by BNSF Railway, proudly supporting the nation's economy by moving the goods that feed, supply, and power communities across the country. More at bnsf.com/tribal relations.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.